Hello, all. Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone and iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. So, I was exchanging emails today with someone I'm working on a project with. Okay, let me repeat the sentence. I was exchanging emails today with someone I'm working on a project with. So, did you notice I ended the sentence with the word with? That happens a lot in English. I'm working on a project with this guy. I'm working on a project with him. This guy is someone I'm working on a project with. If we translated this sentence literally into Portuguese, we'd have something like, esse cara é uma pessoa que eu estou trabalhando num projeto com. That sounds weird, doesn't it? We don't do that in Portuguese. It's sort of counterintuitive. In English, however, it's done very often. You hear lots of people ending their sentences with, about, of, in. So today I'd like to give you guys a few examples to illustrate just that, and hopefully help you become a bit more familiar with the kind of structure. So my focus today will be on with. So check this out. I'm gonna start with a few examples of sentences that use with the normal way, so to speak. So just listen. I'm working on a project with this guy. We went to Buenos Aires with Anthony. When I was in college, I shared a room with this girl. So just pay attention to how I used with in these three sentences. With this guy, with Anthony, with this girl. I'm doing something with this guy. What am I doing with this guy? I'm working on a project with him. We did something with Anthony. What did we do with Anthony? We went to Buenos Aires with him. And when I was in college, I did something with this girl. What did I do with her? I shared a room with this girl. So, this girl I shared a room with. She was from São Paulo and we became really good friends. This guy I'm working on a project with. He's a web designer. And Anthony is the guy we went to Buenos Aires with. I'd like to ask you to think of your own examples. You went to school with Joãozinho, Maria, Luciana. So, what about the kids you went to school with? Where are they now? For those of you who have jobs, you work with other people at the office or wherever it is you work. Who are these people? Who are these people you work with? And think about the last time you went to a bar or a nightclub or a restaurant. Most likely you were with other people. So, these people you went out with, who are they? So, here are my own answers to those questions. I went to school with Lucy and Rosie. I'll tell you more about these two ladies I went to school with. One is a dentist and the other one is a manager. Now, who do I work with currently? I work with a guy who's a web designer. So here's some information about this guy I work with. He has one child, a boy. And the third question was about the last time I went out. I went out for dinner with a friend. So who is this friend I went out with? She's an old friend. We've been friends for many years, and we first met when we were both teenagers. So listen again to these questions. Who did you go to school with? Who do you work with currently? Who did you go out with last Saturday or Sunday? So here's how you can start your sentences. I'm gonna tell you more about this person I went to school with. I'm gonna tell you something about this guy I work with. Or, there's nothing to tell about this girl I went out with. Talk to you next time.